Grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus the Christ. I cannot imagine making a trip for about 100 miles, either walking or riding a donkey, and with a pregnant young woman, and back with a newborn baby. That is one of the main images for us to reflect on tonight. A family traveling, making their way from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And for anyone traveling from Nazareth to Judea to Bethlehem and back, it would have taken days to make this long trip. And I bet the baby appreciated not being tied into a car seat, right? I bet riding a donkey might have been more fun, right? Maybe. This past week, I decided to be an adventurous uncle and took my niece and nephew on a field trip while I was babysitting them. So I decided to take two of my teenage nieces, my kindergarten nephew, and my eight-month-old niece to Newport Beach for their annual boat parade. How many of you have made that? Have you ever made it to Newport for the parade? So if you have ever gone, it is beautiful, lots of people with lots of stands for hot chocolate, all waiting to see these numerous boats decorating with lights. Well, we got there early enough to find parking, but it was still far from where the boats would pass. So we decided to walk and walk and walk, and finally we got there and witnessed this great parade that illuminated the ocean. It was beautiful. It was a clear evening, and so you can see this beautiful sky, right? Well, the way back, though, was brutal. The baby surprisingly fell asleep during our walk back, which was good. But as soon as we put her in the car seat, she burst into a loud cry, and she cried, and she cried, and she cried. And she cried for almost the whole 30 minutes from Newport to Fullerton. It felt like more than 30 minutes. It felt forever, right? As you can imagine, it was stressful, and it was hard to enjoy the journey back. And I bet that journey that Mary and Joseph made was filled with its own challenges and hardship, and it was even dangerous. But if it wasn't for a God who is for the human race, if it wasn't for a God who is for the lowly and for the humble, for the ordinary people like you and I, like Joseph and Mary, we would have never known of this young couple and what they had to endure for making a trip for a census that was a huge burden on them and to a lot of people at that time. Joseph and Mary came from a small village in first century Palestine of approximately 400 people. And it was a small village, right? It was a small compared to a city like Jerusalem or even Newport or even West Covina, right? But God also chose to announce God's coming into the world in Jesus to night shifts workers, right? At that time, it was the shepherds. For us today, it might be nurses and doctors, all those who work at night, firefighters, hotel staff, cleaning crew. But if it wasn't for the angels who were sent by God, we would never know about these shepherds, right? Compared to the Roman emperor, Caesar Augustus or Quirinius, right? They were insignificant compared to this emperor, right? And we don't see them rushing to be counted for the census. So they were of insignificance importance to a Roman Empire who sought to gather all people for the purpose of using their wealth for the building of their own power. But to these shepherds, though, to them, on a dark night, the glory of God shone around them and were given this message. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Right? This glory, this light that shone around them caused them to become visible to us and to those the world we have never known, right? Whose lives we still read about today. And that is the purpose of having light at night, right? It is for us to see what we cannot see, right? Things that are invisible become visible. If it wasn't for the beautiful lights around the boats we went to see with my family, we would have never seen these incredible boats. And that is exactly what happened with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, who became not only visible but central in our Christian story that we read every Christmas Eve. Right? And that is what Christ does when Christ comes to us. Christ comes to shine light on our own darkness, not to criticize us or to even condemn us, but rather to reveal God's love for us, for all of humanity, right? We gather tonight because of that light that empowers us to see our neighbors, even our enemies, as God sees them, as people created in the image of God. Martin Luther reminds us of this in his sermon for this text, for Christmas Eve text. He said that Christ himself resides in the one we see as insignificant, as the one who suffers. And so when we serve the neighbor, the person in need, we are serving Christ himself. Those words come from Martin Luther. Only when we are able to recognize the Christ inside of us, are we able to live into that peace that we yearn for, that peace that the whole world yearns for today? This week, as I was trying to prepare the sermon and also as I was singing carols, because it is a season of singing carols, finally, right? We've been waiting the whole season of Advent to sing carols, so tonight is the night. And so I kind of went and kind of learn a little bit of these carols that we sing tonight. I was learning a little bit of the history of the song Silent Night, right? And a lot of you know this history, but it was first sung in a really small church in Austria, right? Really like a village in 1818. And it was composed by an ordinary priest, Joseph Moore, and composed by Frank Gruber with a simple guitar melody. Yeah, it was a simple guitar melody. But this simple song has had a huge impact on a lot of people, even on us who yearn for world peace. The message was that was given to simple shepherds and to Mary and to Joseph also continued to have a huge impact on us and on those yearning for peace today. To us, a Savior is born, the Christ the Lord. Tonight, may we praise God for the huge impact Christ, our light, has had on our lives. And may we also be empowered by this child Christ who comes to love us and to shine light on us. Thanks be to God. Amen.